Someone, since I've been here, told me about a poem of mine which has been woven into the culture in a way that sounded great to me. It was some kind of multimedia show or something. It was just this little thing, which I want to read. It's called Room 000. After the last class in the empty room, chairs relax, each in a shadow, and they all stand still and hear anti-lectures all night long. Staccato silences measure out the hours. Where does the wind end? What can the rain give? Standing around the absent students, those little whispers come near, nearer. Why is a hall, is a hall, is a hall? Well, now I want to sacrifice this in a hurry and dance away from it because of a little feeling of emergency about it. First, if a writer is a person who gets some worthy ideas and then uses those skills he's learned in school or anywhere in order to present those ideas to other people, then it's quite possible that someone could say about anything that he's written or said, what does this mean? And since it's a worthy idea, it's related to other ideas, and it's possible to give an equivalent. But what if that person has done an activity that isn't the way I phrased it? What if he has just gone forward by a process that has taken him way out somewhere and dumped him off, like at the end of room 000 or something like that, and someone says, what does this mean? Well, since you didn't start with an idea and no other ideas have caught up with it yet, you don't know how to say what it means. I mean, what I'm trying to grope for is that old topic, of the equivalence of something you say. If it's something that's well standardized, it's easy to give a substitute. But if it's something that isn't standardized, I don't know what you have to do. You just have to wait till other things are like it, and then say, well, it's like that. And they say, oh, yeah, okay. It's all right.